Morning Edition on WVIK is supported by Mercy One Genesis.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Renters in Davenport have new protections on the books against landlords who fail to maintain their properties. The Davenport City Council unanimously approved a rent abatement ordinance at its meeting last night.
Please call the roll for third consideration.
Ardern?
Yes.
T. Dunn?
Yes.
Jobgen?
The ordinance follows the fatal apartment building collapse on Main Street last year, which killed three people and displaced dozens of other residents. It gives the city the power to block landlords from collecting rent when property maintenance falls below acceptable standards. Landlords will get multiple warnings before the abatement order applies to their properties. The ordinance is intended to be a last resort measure to address extreme cases of neglect. Meanwhile, the Iowa Supreme Court is considering whether mandatory inspections of rental properties in the northwest city of Orange City violates tenants' privacy. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports on oral arguments before the High Court yesterday.
Orange City's ordinance requires rental units be inspected once every 5 years. The city has to give landlords a 15-day notice ahead of the inspection. And if the inspector arrives and isn't allowed to enter, they can obtain an administrative search warrant. John Wrench, an attorney for the renters and landlords, said this loophole violates the Iowa Constitution, which protects against suspicionless home searches. He argued the mandated inspections could give the city broad grounds for seeking warrants.
The city's entire justification for being able to forcefully enter the home using suspicionless warrants is because it's a renter-occupied home.
An attorney for the city said the inspections have helped uncover serious safety violations in buildings. He also said police have not been involved with inspections in the past, but there's no language in the ordinance that prevents them from entering with inspectors. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
In Illinois, the Galesburg School District is showing off its 23 new electric school buses at a community event this morning. The district partnered with the transportation company First Student to deploy the buses, which rolled out about 2 weeks ago and now transport about 1,000 students. First Student spokesperson Kevin Matthews says the switch to electric has brought about unexpected benefits beyond the environment.
Our drivers report that the students are better behaved on the buses now. We feel that's probably attributable to the lower noise. When something's loud and you're having to speak over the top of it, that makes you louder. That makes you more animated. So having this very quiet ride to school really reduces that and leads to better student behavior, and that leads to better educational outcomes.
Galesburg's electric school bus rally starts at 10:30 this morning at Lombard Middle School. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has co-founded a coalition of governors in response to what they're calling the increasing threats of autocracy under Donald Trump, under a Donald Trump presidency. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
The group is calling themselves nonpartisan. Pritzker says they are keeping a close eye on policies the Trump administration may implement, like mass deportations and rolling back abortion access or environmental protections.
We wanted to create a kind of a discussion ground, you know, a place, a common ground for people to come to, by the way, Republicans and Democrats, to talk about how to deal with the changes that are coming and what we need to maybe protect against.
State lawmakers are in Springfield this week and next for their fall legislative session. Though Pritzker says any state response to Trump's agenda will likely come next year. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.